neighbors helping neighbors is a can't swale life, and it applies not only to combining wheat field down the road for folks down on their luck, but also to those around the world. It was a Kansas farmer who first proposed the idea of sharing grain with countries in dire need nearly 70 years ago. Today, another Kansan, U.S. Representative Tracy Mann, is helping carry that torch by leading legislative efforts to help keep the food in now well-established U.S. food aid programs. Kansas wheat producers are proud to continue a tradition of championing food aid programs that provide high-quality wheat to those in need, said Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin. These programs have saved lives and built goodwill all in one simple gesture, and we are proud to support the push to keep the food in food aid. Peter O'Brien, a young farmer and rancher from Cheyenne County, first suggested donating grain to countries in need during a county meeting in September 1953. Those comments sparked a grassroots movement leading the Agricultural Trade Development and Assistance Act in 1954, sponsored by U.S. Senator Amy Schoeppel and signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, both Kansans. The pillar of today's modern food aid programs is a common goal: provide people in developing countries with a secure food source, and they will do more than survive. As their economies recover and thrive, they become new potential buyers of U.S. exports. America's international food aid programs have enjoyed bipartisan support for more than 65 years because they are simple, effective, and they feed millions of vulnerable people around the world each year, Mann said in a release. Through these programs, America fortifies our allies, counters the influence of foreign adversaries, creates new markets and trading partners, and stops wars before they start. For decades, the implementation of food aid programs stayed true to this purpose, purchasing and donating U.S.-grown commodities like wheat to countries in need. Wheat has been a staple in the fight against hunger, according to roughly 20% of the calories consumed globally. In recent years, however, the programs have shifted to transferring cash and purchasing commodities from foreign competitors with U.S. dollars. To correct the course of the U.S. food aid programs, Mann, who represents the first big congressional district, jointly introduced the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 with U.S. Representatives John Garamendi, California, District 8, Rick Crawford, Arkansas, District 1, and Jimmy Panetta, California, District 19, on June 22nd. The legislation seeks to ensure U.S.-grown commodities remain the cornerstone of international food aid by ending the Food for Peace program's utilization of cash transfers overseas. From casual conversations in St. Francis to press conferences outside the U.S. Congress, the principle of neighbors helping neighbors, particularly by providing secure access to food, remains an ideal Kansans will continue to champion. "This bill puts a stake in the ground," Mann said. "It's a noble thing to help feed hungry people, and we should use the American commodities to do it." Learn more about wheat as a source of food security and assistance at uswheat.org/policy/food security and assistance. Learn more about the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 at uswheat.org/Americans Feed the World Act of 2023. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.